from our family to yours.
Happy Holidays!
AM 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my
good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Before I go any further, I want to say this to you. Whatever you're doing, just stop and tell your friends to come in and listen to this broadcast, because I want to tell you something. I got the most interesting guest that anyone could ever have, and it'll be a great hour, and I wouldn't want anyone to miss this. So please, whatever you do, stop doing it and listen to WVOX, the voice of the people here in the Rochelle.
Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way.
Well, I hope you're listening to WVOX this morning. And I hope one of them from City Hall decides to call, because I want to. There's one big question that's on my mind, and I'd like to bring it out while we have the chance, and that is, why don't street sweepers work in the rain? And I want to hear an excuse from somebody in City Hall as to why the street sweepers.
Don't you know that joke?
Well, that we've bought two brand new street sweepers with windshield wipers, air conditioning, and brand new leather seats. And
what are we going to do? We're going to get our taxes raised in September?
Well, that's because they're going to clean the streets, maybe.
Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out.
And the other thing I want to discuss is, isn't it amazing that we can spend so much time on two horses in the North End that people say are causing flies, yet we have people throwing garbage out of windows in West New Rochelle. We have garbage cans turned upside down in West New Rochelle. We have beer bottles in the street in West New Rochelle where flies and other things gather. We've got kids throwing sneakers in up over the wires in West New Rochelle. We've got garbage cans that belong to the city that are over the top in West New Rochelle. And nobody addresses that. Nobody.
I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that. And may I say, not
not in a shy way. Oh no, not me. I did it my way.
Well, it's been a year that we've been doing things that may a lot of people disagree with. I just hope that we are sending the message that we love New Rochelle, that I love New Rochelle. And that New Rochelle probably is one of the best places in this whole world to live. And we're not here to I'm not here to criticize it. I just want it to be a good place. And with that, we'll listen to Frank Sinatra, and we'll say to each other, or I'll say to you, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, God bless everyone. And Bob Schaefer, if you're listening, we can start fresh.
For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way. It was my way.
Joe Gandria was a diamond in the rough. His exterior was burly, intimidating, and unpolished. But underneath, he had a heart as big as Texas. That heart was so full it stopped on December 21st, 1999. A heart full with the season of Christmas, full with forgiveness for those he didn't see eye to eye with, full with the passion to make New Rochelle the true queen city of the sound, and full with the hope that he could make a difference. Pop, as we called him, lived his life defending the little people. As a shop steward, Pop protected his membership. As a volunteer firefighter and auxiliary policeman, Pop protected the public. As a father and grandfather, Pop protected his family. And as a talk show host, Pop respected his listeners. Quality of life issues were paramount to Pop because he felt they were the foundation this city needed to support itself during the next millennium. Pop believed that skyscrapers and multi-million dollar penthouses meant nothing without citizens having a sense of community. The driving force in Pop's life after he retired was his radio show on WVOX. Pop sounded off weekly, letting everyone know exactly where he stood. The West End came first, but he was totally committed to all issues, the Armory, the beach clubs, IKEA, whatever affected quality of life in New Rochelle. Pop's life was mostly black and white, with very little gray area. Whether you agree with Pop or not, you respected him because you knew exactly where he stood. As we listened to WVOX in the days after Pop's passing, we were astonished by how many people Pop touched. People who never met him or saw him, or as one listener put it, could have walked past them 100 times, yet all these people felt a terrible loss. WVOX did one hell of a job creating a montage from the many on-air tributes, a montage that made us stop in awe and shed more tears when we thought none were left. The Journal News printed a fitting story and a beautiful picture of Pop in a sports jacket, open shirt, and no tie, and his patented ear-to-ear smile. That was Pop, down-to-earth, everyday Joe. The biggest tribute, I believe, came from Jim Mazzano, not County Legislator Mazzano, because Jim is a friend. He said, if I were trapped in battle, I would want Joe Candry in my foxhole. We would like to thank everyone who expressed their feelings for Pop and let everyone know that it made the loss more bearable. We would also like everyone to know that the American flag will fly in front of 35 Charles Street as a sign we hope will inspire all citizens to continue fighting, not for Pop's causes, but for having the courage to fight for their convictions. Let's keep Pop's memory alive by continuing to ask the tough questions and fighting for change to make New Rochelle great. Good morning, friends and listeners of WVOX. My name is Anthony Galletta, and that was the way I opened the show 9 years ago on the first anniversary of Pop's passing. It is as fitting today as it was then. I would like to take this opportunity to thank Mr. William O'Shaughnessy, Don Stevens, and the rest of the WVOX family for gracing me with this next hour to honor and remember a life cut too short, the life of Joseph Candrea. Any VOX listener mature enough to remember My Way by Frank Sinatra probably remembers that was Pop's theme song for his show here on WVOX. Pop had a heart of gold, whether it was donating to St. Joseph Church, help running the annual feast of St. Anthony, sponsoring the Pee Wee Softball League at the Boys Club, or a Christmas party for the children for the Nurseshell Police Department. Pop was never afraid to put his time, money, and efforts where his mouth was. Pop started here on WVOX with his partner Bob Schaefer and gave people like rock and roll D-Day Janis Nardone and wild man Lou Feliciano their first radio exposure. More about Pop as the show goes on. I'm joined here in the studio today by my partners in crime, Lou Feliciano, Michael Brown, and Miss Tawny. And I understand that we have two callers that have been patiently waiting. So without further ado, I'd like to get to Rich Morano first. Rich, you're on WVOX.
Anthony, how are you?
Rich, I really appreciate you finding the time to call in.
Hey, your Papa found the time for everybody else. So it's a very small drop in the bucket for me to call in from Wisconsin to pay tribute to such a wonderful man. How you been?
We're doing well. I have my first granddaughter, Nicole, who I was babysitting for this morning before I came down for the radio show. So everybody's healthy, and that's what counts.
Good. Lou, how are you?
Good, Rich. How you doing?
I'm okay, my friend. So this is a wonderful thing you guys are doing.
Yeah, thank you, Rich. I appreciate it. I can't tell you how much it means to us, and especially to Enos.
Well, you know what he did for the Boys and Girls Club? I can speak from two perspectives. One, the Boys and Girls Club, and, you know, you said something earlier that was right on the money. He put his money, and more than that, he put his mouth and his money and his heart, you know, where his mouth is. He gave generously. He never asked for much in return, you know. He wasn't the kind of guy looking for plaques. He had his time with the old-timers is when I first met him, and he, from that point forward, went just, you know, just helped me, I think, be a better executive director, and then helped in turn the staff be better, the volunteers be better, because we have people like Joe who would be our role models, truly. Yeah, you talked about something top of the air. A little rough around the edges, perhaps. You know, you saw Joe coming. You saw his big smile. You had to love him. A little cranky once in a while, aren't we all? But that came from a place of love. That man only wanted fair. He only wanted good. And he wasn't afraid to tell it like it was. And I had so much respect for him. So he made me a better executive director. And the second perspective is as a person. And he sure made me a better person. He kept me honest, so to speak, in that I worked even harder. I worked with my heart because there were people like your dad around who, you know, who did just that.
And just for the listeners out there who may not know, this is Rich Morano, the former executive director of the Nourishell Boys and Girls Club.
Yep, I was there for 17 years, and your dad was there for every single one of them. And That was my pleasure, it was my privilege, and it was to the benefit of the kids, that's for darn sure.
Thanks a lot, Rich, for taking the time, like I said. And, you know, you summed up what it took me 2 weeks to put down on paper. And the beauty of this, that it came from the heart, and that's what Pop was all about. He was driven by his feelings and his emotions.
No question. You keep the light shining.
Thanks, Rich. Have a good day.
Keep the legacy moving on.
We will. Thank you.
Take care. Merry Christmas.
I understand we have Bob Schaefer, but I want to hold him for a minute because I want to let the people in the studio here say hello and have some opening thoughts. Lou, go ahead.
Thank you for inviting me, Anthony.
All right, we hold it. We have to squeeze in Nudge because Nudge is on her way to the doctor, and I'm sorry, but Nudge has to come first. Okay,
Anthony.
Nudgey, how are you? Hello, Nudge.
All right, we hold it. We have to squeeze in Nudge because Nudge is on her way to the doctor, and I'm sorry, but Nudge has to come first.
Hello. Hello, Nudge. Are you there? Nothing like doing a live on-air show.
Hello.
Hello, Nudge.
This is Bob Schaefer.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
How's it going, guys? I'm
good.
Sorry. I guess Nudge got bumped a bit. You want to put me on hold and I'll let her come on?
I don't think she's on the phone yet. But go right ahead, Bob. You're here.
Okay. Well, I wanted to say I worked alongside Joe doing that radio show, and Joe was very passionate about the west end of New Rochelle. I was passionate about the middle area, the small business community that got leveled after Paduano got in bed with that developer from Drexel Burnham and leveled the downtown. And the only thing left standing down there was a little house in the prairie, the old cab station. And I met Joe through Matt Murphy, who used to work at WVOX, and then he went into broadcasting. And I got involved picketing a strip club that they were trying to open up in the downtown of New Rochelle. And I started a picket line. And Joe used to come down in his car, and he would sit at the curb, and he would watch us to watch our back. They had the former head of the security from the high school as the guy on the door to this joint. And there was all kinds of shady stuff going on there. We picketed and successfully closed it, and not one of the local politicians come down to the picket line to help us out. The only one that ever showed up was former New York State Assemblyman Ron Tocci, and of course, VOX was in our corner, as was Matt Murphy. And that's how we were able to close that down. And then we went after getting the cops out of the kiddie clubs in the downtown that were moonlighting in the kiddie clubs. And the cops and firemen is an issue near and dear to Joe's heart. Hello, you guys still there?
Yeah,
we're talking. Listening.
Okay, that was an issue near and dear to Joe's heart. And it used to cause friction between me and Joe. Joe thought the world of these guys, and he put them on pedestals. I had a different opinion of them from my situation in the business community downtown. And I used to, come out and say some things about Commissioner Pat Carroll and the rest of them. And, I called him a glorified civil servant, that if he was any good, Giuliani would have kept him. And boy, has that come true. And, and we had these kinds of debates live in the air. And, I remember clearly the day before Joe passed, I believe it was. You had a little soundbite of it on the air there, I believe. When him and I had a terrible falling out, he walked off the air and left me sitting there. And I'll never forget it. And he called in, and he turned around and apologized publicly to me. The first time in my life anybody ever apologized to me, and a big brute of a guy like Joe Kindria. You know, he was like the Shrek character. Very intimidating to look at, but he had a heart of gold, and he really cared about the community. And if you had a situation or a problem, that was the guy that would go to the mat for you. He didn't care who you were, what you were hooked up with. You know, even if you were a fireman or a cop, he would help us run those issues up the flagpole and negotiate behind the scenes and stuff. And we were able to get the cops out of the kiddie clubs and stuff.
Yeah, Bob, I remember there was, when I was reviewing the tape from the show, there's a fellow named Lou who used to work for the city of New Rochelle, used to live on the side of the police station there. And he described Pop as he was like a pecan, hard out of shell, but the meat was so sweet inside.
Listen, Joe had a good heart. He might have had his faults. I mean, you know, we all do. But boy, if you ever had a jam, or the system was pushing you around, or you felt intimidated by some Mama Luke in City Hall, Joe was right there for you.
If you
were right, he'd go to the mafia, and he done that for me several times, and vice versa. And you know, I miss the guy. I really do.
Yeah, as we do.
I miss New Rochelle. Boy, if I was down there now, I'd really be ringing some chimes over that La Court Place thing.
And so would he, especially about laying off five firemen. I got to get to Nudge. I got to squeeze Nudge in because she's on her way to a doctor's appointment.
Okay, guys. Listen, nice talking to
you. God bless, Bob. Happy holidays.
I'll see you,
Happy
Bob.
Holidays. Thanks for the call, Bob. Okay, Nudge, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nudge.
I've been calling for the last 50 years. And I've spoken to Joe Kindria many times, and Inez also. And you should be very proud of yourself, and he would be, having you for his son.
Thank you.
And I know that times have been very difficult, but we could be very grateful to having the likes of Joe on the air. And the day that he died, I was on the phone trying to call through. When I heard the news, I was shocked. And it was 10 years today. I tell you, this station is a wonderful station, and I attribute that to Bill and Ann O'Shaughnessy for giving us the privilege of talking to everybody, regardless of what they have to say or not. We can learn a lot from this station. Again, I thank you. And Anthony, you know what I think of you. I met you when I was in the hospital, and I met Lou there and someone else. I can't even, I'm getting senile. But I tell you, you're great. And this station is wonderful. Thank you again. Another 50 years.
Thank you very much, Nudge. And I'm still waiting for you to get well enough to take you out dancing.
Oh, I wish to God I would. I'm getting, right now, I've been waiting for the doctor's call to tell me about some medication. But I'm making him wait while I'm waiting to get through. Again, I thank and I wish everybody a healthy and a happy, wonderful, but please have a Merry Christmas. That's all we have to look forward to right now.
And a Merry Christmas to you and yours. And as long as we have our health, we have everything. That's
and you know what I think of you, Anthony.
I feel the same way about you, Nudge.
I know.
Thank you very much.
God bless you all.
Okay.
God bless, Nudge.
Bon appétit.
We're just about up against a hard break, so... We'll start off with Lou, and then when we go after the break, we'll come back and pick up where we left off.